This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Election Day is fewer than 7 weeks away in the United States, and President Donald Trump is facing deep pessimism as he bids for another term. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds roughly 7 in 10 Americans think the nation is on the wrong track. And while the president argues the U.S. is turning the corner on a virus pandemic that has killed nearly 200,000 Americans,
we have done a phenomenal job.
Just 39% in the poll approve of his pandemic handling. 69% say they're still worried about themselves or a relative getting the virus, including more than half of Republicans, showing the president faces a risk in downplaying the virus over the campaign's final weeks. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The number of COVID-19 cases reported every week in Europe is now exceeding those reported in March when the pandemic first peaked. The head of the WHO Europe, Hans Kluge, says he urges European governments not to shorten the length of the quarantine period, but if they do, they should consult with experts first.
I encourage countries of the region to make scientific due process with their experts and explore safe reduction options.
Kluge said that although there has been an increase in the number of cases among older adults, the biggest proportion is still among people between 25 and 49 years old. The U.S. has sanctioned entities and individuals associated with Iran's intelligence and security ministry. The Treasury Department said in a statement that the Iranian government hid behind the front company, Rana Intelligence Computing Company, when it allegedly engaged in a years-long malware campaign that targeted Iranian dissidents, journalists, and international companies in the travel sector. This